Listener Production.
Hello, David Dolan here. The Mid-North Coast is paying tribute this Anzac Day to the men and women who fought for our country and those who pay the ultimate sacrifice. We've already seen a good turnout to dawn services, with many more expected at other services and marches throughout the morning. New South Wales RSL President Mick Bainbridge says crowd figures in our state are normally pretty high.
30% of the veteran population of, I think it's 580,000, we have 30% of that veteran cohort living in New South Wales. So it's great to see more people become involved.
Based on the last census, over 300 active defence personnel currently live on the Mid-North Coast, along with over 11,000 veterans. Meantime, Port Macquarie RSL sub-branch president Jason Gill says it's great seeing so many kids involved each year.
It's fantastic that they're so willing to join in and want to march and wear their relatives' medals, and it's fantastic.
And keep an eye out for an Air Force spy plane performing flypasts later this morning. The Wedgetail will be flying over Port Mac, Wharhope and Coffs between 10:30 and 11. Also today, a Coffs Harbour man's facing online grooming charges. The 46-year-old's accused of trying to groom someone for sex who he believed was a 13-year-old girl. It was actually an undercover cop posing as the teen. And Coffs Harbour Airport remains among the best in the country for on-time departures. A new report shows 80% of flights to Sydney left on schedule in March, placing it among the top 10 in the country. QantasLink had the least number of delays compared to Rex at both Coffs and Port Macquarie. Group 3 clubs are getting ready to hit the field again for another year. It's round one this weekend. Reigning premiers Oldbar will unfurl the flag in front of their home fans when they host Wharhope. Elsewhere, Wingham take on Port City, the Sharks and Bulls lock horns, and Macleay Valley face Foster Tuncurry.